If that old junker in your driveway is a lost cause, you can always donate it to KPFK through our auto donation program. It's as simple as calling 877-KPFK-AUTO and asking the operator to assist you in arranging for a pickup. We'll tow it away and we'll mail you all the necessary paperwork for you to write it off of your taxes. Call us now at 877-KPFK-AUTO or donate online at kpfk.org by clicking Pledge Support.
From the icy cold curves of Angeles Crest to the soon-to-be sunny shores of PCH, this is The Car Show, broadcasting this week and every week here on KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles for over 50 years. I am your humble host, Mark Vaughn of AutoWeek.com. Be sure and go there and please click on all my articles and leave nice comments. I am joined this week and every week by the greatest co-host in the world, a practicing attorney, our Orange County Bureau Chief, Motor Press Guild member, and an owner of two Mazdas, Michelle Spencer. Welcome, Michelle.
Hey, thanks, Mark. Good to be here with you again and see some sunny weather and no more rain for a while, please.
No more rain. Just bring out the rain tires, you know?
Yeah.
Soften up the suspension settings for getting around the track. Everything's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Michelle, as you know, this great programming we and so many others are producing here on KPFK does not come for free. It takes money to keep that 110,000-watt transmitter humming up there on top of Mount Wilson. So once again, it's time for the KPFK on-air fun drive. Now, don't switch that dial, folks. We are going to just talk about this for a few minutes. Well, a few minutes of begging and a trip to the jewelry store. That's all we ask. That's an old joke. Sorry that I even hinted at it, but KPFK on air fun drive, Michelle, it's not that simple, is it? There's a lot of things going on with this year's or this month's on air fun drive, isn't there?
Well, KPFK told us that to make sure our listeners are aware that for the February fun drive, that a portion of your donations just this month will go to rebuilding and recovery efforts to people who've lost their homes in the wildfires. And if you want to donate, it'll help Habitat for Humanity LA, and that will help them get out there and assist homeowners with rebuilding. The more you give, the more that KPFK can turn around and help people right now who are suffering from effects of these fires. So there you go. If you would like to help Habitat for Humanity LA, to give immediate support to these families in our area, you can call KPFK. And here's the number if you'd like to write it down, 818-985-5735. And if you would rather go through a website and make your donation online, you can go to kpfk.org.
kpfk.org or call 818-985-5735. Just a little bit more begging here, and we'll get right back. We've got some really interesting stuff coming up here, including a Maserati that I drove and a few other things that we got going on, a TV show that both Michelle and I have watched and enjoyed. And all we need you to do in the meantime, in this 1 hour that we are with, that we are all together here, we need you to just help us out, support the broadcasting that you love here on KPFK, support The Car Show at 818-985-5735 or go to kpfk.org. If you donate during this hour, the Auto Week, The Car Show gets the credit for this, and they keep track of which show makes the most money. Please help us beat those guys and all these other great programming that you get here. Help us to stand out and show the value of this, the information that you get here, the programming that you get, everything. But we need your support to continue it. Call 818-985-5735 or kpfk.org. See? Painless, wasn't it? That's the most painless fundraising drive you get on any public radio anywhere, I think.
Easy for you to say, yes.
Yeah, easy for me to say.
So, all right. with good weather, that means we can talk about car events.
Car events, and there are lots of them. I just wrote a story at autoweek.com, still available there if you want to click on it. There's a new exhibit at the Peterson on Ken Block. Did you ever meet Ken Block, Michelle?
No, I wish I had.
A rally driver, and he was most famous, of course, for making the Gymkhana videos. Those were those highly popular videos. I mean, they had tens of millions of hits all over the world. Unfortunately, we lost Ken Block 2 years ago, but his life and his cars live on at this new exhibit that's going to be opening, I guess, today, February 15th. There's a special way, if you want to see the opening night, the gala is tonight, February 15th. And you have to buy tickets for that. And the tickets are $143. I looked it up. But that was, that was for the opening that already happened. Sorry, slight mess up. It is now open to the public. Started at 10 a.m. this morning. And you can go down there and you can see the Ken Block exhibit. It's called People's Champ, The Impact of Ken Block at the Peterson Automotive Museum. It's innovative. It's got a bunch of his cool cars. It's got the cars that you would hope that it would have had. They are there. They made the right choices. It's got the 1965 Ford Mustang RTR Unicorn. That's the all-wheel drive 1,400 horsepower Mustang. That's the one with the turbo sticking up through the hood. We saw that in Gymkhana 7, Gymkhana 10, and Climbkhana. And another of his favorites, another of the great cars that he put together, him and his pals at Hoonigan, the 2022 Porsche 911 SVRSR called the Hoona Pegasus, another 1,400 horsepower build that he drove or was going to drive in the 2022 Pikes Peak International Hill Climb. Unfortunately, the car broke before that race, so he was not able to drive it up in the actual race. I believe he got several practice laps in it before the engine blew up. Then there are a couple of his rally cars, a couple of Subaru Impreza WRX STIs. He's got, even before that, a 1994 Ford Escort RS Cosworth called Cosi V2, a classic rally racer updated to modern World Rally Championship specifications, a 78 Ford Escort. That was his first Ford rally car, later converted to be featured in the Gymkhana videos. And in addition to all of that, this is going to take place on the second floor of the Peterson. This is where the exhibit is. It's in the Bruce Meyer Family Gallery up there, which is really one of their showcase locations. In addition to all those cars that I just mentioned, there are going to be screens all over or all the way around the room showing those Gymkhana videos.
Oh, awesome.
It looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. And again, the private program for this already happened. It's open to the public now. You just pay to get into the museum, and there you are. You can see Ken Block, his life and times.
Now, was he ever, did he ever live in California? Because I'm seeing that he had his headquarters in Park City.
Park City, yeah. Where did he grow up? I just wrote this and I saw that this morning. I don't know. I don't have the answer for you. By the time I find it,
I'll bet they'll say it in the exhibit.
They will say it in the exhibit. There's a lot going on at that exhibit. So, and there's a lot going on just down the road. Let's see. What do we have next here, Michelle? We have the Porsche Experience Center.
Yeah.
Cars and coffee.
All right. When's that?
That is coming up from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. on.
Looks like February 16th.
February 16th.
All right.
Mm-hmm. So the Cars and Coffee, join us, they say, as we bring our community together on the third Sunday of every month for cars and complimentary coffee. Friends and family at the best place to admire iconic sports cars. You know, my favorite thing about the Porsche Experience Center, apart from driving on the track, which I've been lucky enough to get to do several times in some very fast cars, it's really neat when you walk into the main lobby. On the right-hand side, you can look through the glass and you can see the shop where they're working on stuff. And there is, I have never failed to be amazed by what's in there. They have 962s in there being worked on. I mean, where else are you going to take your 962 to get updated and restored? But they're having a cars and coffee tomorrow, Sunday, from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. And in addition to that cars and coffee, there is a Luftgekühlt book signing. So that's going to be your two best buddies, Patrick Long and Jeff Zwart, will be on site to meet attendees of the monthly Porsche Experience Center meet and sign their recently released book about Luftgekühlt. Of course, the theme is air-cooled. So Porsche Experience Center, Los Angeles Morning Shift Gathering, tomorrow, February 16th from 9 to 11. You're a Porsche fan, aren't you, Michelle?
Very much, yeah.
But you still have to get those Mazdas. So someday you'll get a 911. Well, what are you going to get, 911?
Actually, no. I was looking at, for vintage, I'd like to get a 912.
Uh-huh.
And for newer, I'd like to get a Cayman.
Excellent. Excellent choices. I would prefer the Cayman too over the Boxster because I just can't stand sunlight. I'm melting.
Oh, so, brother. Yeah. Well, yeah.
I really enjoyed a couple of weeks ago when we were talking about the Z-Electric. Remember that one? That was a 912.
Mm-hmm.
Converted 912, converted to electricity. I enjoyed driving that car. That was fun.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, all right. We're just daydreaming here, spending our lottery winnings.
There you go.
next event, a week. Is it a week from now? Who's good at math?
It is.
February 22nd. Saturday,
yes,
February 22nd. is that your event?
It is. I wrote this in here. All right. So the name of the event, don't laugh, is TMI.
TMI.
TMI Products has a cars and coffee.
Do you think they realized when they gave it that name?
I really, people. They should do something about this, right?
Too much information.
Because it's nothing to do with what you think. It has to do with vehicle interiors. They're a company that will help you reupholster, for instance, your old 912. They'll put new seats in. They'll, whatever you want, flooring, they'll do your flooring. It's all about interiors. So they're in Corona, and their location, you know, to look for is the TMI Design Center. They're going to have a cars and coffee the 22nd from 8 to 11. They're going to have not only cars and coffee, but they're going to have things on hand that you can look at. So if you are interested in doing some sort of customizing of your interior of whatever car you have, doesn't matter, doesn't have to be vintage, you can go over there and check things out, get a cup of coffee and ask some questions. And their location is 1493 East Bentley Drive, Suite 101 in Corona. If you would like to have a little more information about what they are doing there, go to tmiproducts.com. And hopefully it won't send you to some X-rated website.
Oh, man, that's all we need. Okay, is this part of the our next event, the LA Lit Fair?
No, we got Pelican Parts.
We got that. We have so much going on. Pelican Parts is one of many, many tours that you can get of many, many open houses in LA next weekend and next, actually, for several days around the weekend. It's called the LA Lit Fair. Actually, the full name is the 41st Annual Porsche and Vintage VW Literature, Toy and Memorabilia Meet. Now, that is sort of the anchor event that takes place on Saturday, February 22nd at the LAX Hilton, 5711 West Century Boulevard in LA. If you want their website, it's LALitAndToyShow.com. That is the giant sort of swap meet of, you know, owner's manuals and just literature and books and magazines and all kinds of cool things that takes place there in one of the ballrooms at the LA Hilton.
Mm-hmm.
But that is just sort of, like I say, the anchor around which this whole thing is built. It's a series of shop tours all over Los Angeles that have just I've been to several of these just on my own. I did not. You can sign up and take a bus, and a bus will take you to each and every one of these open houses that starts on Thursday, goes Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, February 23rd. So it all takes place over the course of, what, 4 days? 4 days for the LA Lit and Toy Show.com. I would recommend it. Just it's sort of geared toward people who came in from out of town. So you can, I guess, stay at the Hilton and then jump on the bus and take this bus tour. And the list of places is just really impressive. I mean, EMPI, everybody knows that as a Volkswagen place, but it's a Volkswagen and Porsche Lit Fair that this is based around. EMPI is one of the stops on Thursday, as is Beverly Hills Car Club, the Sierra Madre Collection, which is one of the Thursday tours. That's at 1669 Colorado Boulevard in Los Angeles. I believe that is all day long, that particular one, the Sierra Madre Collection open house. EMPI, I don't know how many hours they're going, but then Friday, the bus goes off to Rennwerkstatt at 11527 Pico Boulevard in Los Angeles. Let's see, what other places do I know? The Auto Kennel, I've been down to that one. This is Friday, their open house. These Rennwerkstatt and Auto Kennel are both on the Friday tour, but the you don't have to be on the tour to visit these places. So we're trying to get as many of them as we can out to you. Auto Kennel is at 1974 Charles Street, Charle Street in Costa Mesa, California. And then Saturday is the Pelican Parts open house that we mentioned last week, I believe. That the Pelican Parts is going to be open on Saturday, February 22nd. They're at 1600 240th Street in Harbor City. Now, remember, if you can't get all these written down as I'm saying them, you can go back and listen to the show again when it's over at kpfk.org and click on archives, and you'll just scroll down to your car show, the, and you can hear it. California Porsches is also Saturday, February 22nd, open house, 1638 Babcock Street in Costa Mesa. And then Sunday, February 23rd, EMPI is once again open, and they will have an open house there, 301 East Orangethorpe Avenue, Anaheim, California. And there are many more, but check them out. Check out the whole list at LALitAndToyShow.com. LALitAndToyShow.com. And that is, once again, centered around the 41st Annual Porsche and Vintage VW Literature, Toy, and Memorabilia Meet at the LAX Hilton, which itself takes place Saturday, February 22nd at 5711 West Century Boulevard. That is a lot of information.
Yes.
For anyone to absorb.
If we have time for one more, the very next day on Sunday, the 23rd, speaking of EMPI in Anaheim, that's where they're holding the 356 Club's swap meet and car display. The very next day, Sunday, the 23rd, from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m.
Excellent. Excellent. 356 Club. That's one of your favorite charities, isn't it?
Well, I volunteer for them whenever they have a concours.
That's nice.
Things like that. Yeah.
That's nice. So you also want to get a 356 in addition to your 912?
Well, that would have been something. Yeah, that would be.
Should have bought that 30 years ago.
Yeah.
When they were like $15,000 at most,
right,
for one that ran really well.
Yeah. I mean, back then I had the money too. Dang it.
Back then.
Just FYI on the club swap meet, it's cash only, and you have to pay for admission. But if you want to pay ahead and don't want to deal with the cash, you can go on 356club.org and pay with a credit card.
Okay. Excellent.
Yeah.
Good news. Good news. So, that was a lot of information. Again, if you want to go back and re-listen to the first 20 minutes of the show to get all that information down, or better yet, just go to LALit and toyshow.com, and they'll have everything, everything there. Probably explain it better than I did. But I can explain to you how much we need your assistance here at KPFK as we roll through our winter pledge drive. We need your support. We appreciate your support. And we want you to please give a call to 818-985-5735 or go to kpfk.org and please make a generous donation. You've got to donate to something, and you can I don't know, check with your tax consultant to make sure that you get a tax write-off for this. Was that said well, Michelle?
Yes, consult your tax professional.
Right. You may find that your donation is actually tax deductible, but we're not here to tell you that. But
that's
we are
right.
here to ask for your support by asking you to call 818-985-5735 or go to kpfk.org.
And don't forget, too, if you have a vehicle that's sitting around and you would like to donate it, KPFK would be more than happy to take it off your hands. They have a dedicated phone line for people who would like to make vehicle donations, 877-573-5288. Or again, go to their website, kpfk.org.
Yep. And we would appreciate everything that you do there. And if you do make a donation, it would actually be helpful to us if you made it during this hour that we are broadcasting, because then we get, you know, credit for it. And maybe that helps support the show in many ways. And, you know, I know a lot of people who have done it. I've met several donors out at various car events, and I always thank them. And I'm thanking you now if you've already called in and made your donation. And I'm asking you to please, if you haven't made a donation, please give a call, 818-985-5735. Or kpfk.org. It's easy to do, and you're supporting something that you enjoy. We'll keep the car show on the air.
Mm-hmm. And, keep those, what did you say those things were up on the top of Mount Wilson?
Well, the transmitter, right?
The transmitters, thank you.
Transmitter. Keep that thing humming.
Yes.
110,000 watts. Do you imagine what the electricity bill would be? That'd be like having 110,000 hair dryers at full speed. Or something. I don't know. I mean, it takes money to keep those things running. No, it would only be 110, not 110,000 because of 1,000 watches. Okay. I'm not good at math, but you are, and you're good enough to know that we need your support. Calling 818-985-5735 or kpfk.org. And with that, we segue smoothly into the news. And the lead item of the news, I just found this out. I may be the only one who knows this in the United States. I may be the only one who cares. Retromobile is coming to the U.S. November 19th to 22nd in the year 2026 in New York. That's all we know. There's a little tidbit of information typical of the great insider information that you get on this. They're not coming to L.A. I thought maybe they'd do L.A. or Miami or New York, and they are going to come to New York next year, November 19th to 22nd. Retromobile, of course, the great car show that has been held for 49 years in Paris, is now moving to the U.S. So there's a little bit of insider tidbit and information. And Michelle has something for us, more than just a tidbit, a whole big story, a news story. Mm-hmm. Michelle, what's coming up here with this merger?
Well, you know that there was a big press release at the end of the year that Honda was going to merge with Nissan, and I believe Mitsubishi too. Well, turns out Honda had some second thoughts. Honda was going to make Nissan an equal partner. They have decided instead to pitch to Nissan that they would like to have Nissan be a subsidiary company instead of being side by side, equal partner. Nissan is now, according to the Wall Street Journal, circling the wagons. Its board is meeting. They're preparing to reject Honda's proposal. And so we are waiting maybe by the time we actually hit the air here, we will have this announcement from Nissan. But keep your ears to the ground, because this is actually a big thing. The Japanese government really wanted this to happen. They do not want Nissan to, you know, go away and, you know, float off into infinity. They want Nissan to keep going, to survive. And they were really hopeful that Honda would basically take care of them and make sure that they don't have any problems going forward. So interesting, because what's Nissan's fallback plan here? I mean, for me, it looks like Honda was saying, well, we're bigger than you. We make a lot more sales than you. We should make you a subsidiary. Why should you be an equal? So,
right.
But what's the fallback for Nissan? Where are they going to go instead?
Nissan is like the Chrysler of Japan, really. I mean, they can't exist alone. They need a government bailout. They need a partner. They need something. What is wrong with Nissan? I mean, they arrest their own CEO and force him into hiding in Lebanon. What is wrong with you, Nissan? It's nutty.
Poor Carlos. Yeah. Free Carlos.
Carlos, if you're listening, make a donation to KPFK. No. I don't know what the deal is with Nissan.
Yeah.
They were back in the 80s. They were such 70s and 80s. They were such a cool company. They made the Datsun 510. They made the Z.
Yeah.
They made the GTR. They're still making a few Zs.
Again, why did they dump the GTR? Why?
Because they're selling like 3 a year, something, and it takes more than that to. It takes a lot of money to keep those very, very slim product lines going. But I don't know what's going. I don't know why Nissan is so screwy, but it certainly is. And they were hoping, to be partners with Honda. And I guess maybe not. We'll see. It's not. It's still up in the air of press time.
Who knows what, if this means there'll be further negotiations, or if the Japanese government will step in and, make some big noises about what they want to happen. But Nissan, before it, entered into this tentative agreement with Honda, had already said, all right, just to make ourselves look good on paper, we're going to lay off 9,000 people and we're going to cut our factory capacity by 20%. So I guess that wasn't impressive enough for Honda. So we will see.
I guess not. Well, Honda probably said, wait a minute. They, they're digging through the books. They go, what? What is wrong?
Yeah. Anyway. All right.
Nissan.
Well,
Nissan is not the only, we've got our own problems here in the U.S.
Yeah. Domestic Boy, makers. Golly,
don't
oh,
we?
Yes.
tariffs. Tariffs are good for everybody, right? Tariffs solve all our problems, right?
Tariffs make everything more expensive for the consumers.
That's it. You just pass it right along to the
consumer. Because if you think that Ford or GM or any other American maker is going to go ahead and just go, oh, well, it's okay, Mr. Customer. We'll take care of things and on our end, and we won't pass this along. Ha ha. It's not going to happen. You will pay more. But in the meantime, Jim Farley, who's the CEO of Ford, went ahead and made a couple public statements saying that he feels that especially these Canadian and Mexican tariffs that are being floated are not going to be good for the U.S. auto industry. And then that was right before there was the issuance of the executive order on the steel tariffs.
Steel and aluminum tariffs, yeah.
Yeah, this is...
How many factories does Ford have in Mexico and in Canada? I mean, significant number, right? There's a lot of cars coming in from factories there.
Right. Volkswagen's got, their factories in Mexico. Everyone's building in Mexico. Even the Chinese are building in Mexico.
Right.
And then Automotive News ran an article saying that Mr. Farley had said that these tariffs and threats are just causing a lot of costs to the American OEMs.
Car buyer. Yeah.
And they're going to have to pass it along. And there's just a lot of chaos. The OEMs are wondering, what do we do next? And his quote was, let's be real honest, long-term 25% tariffs across the Mexican and Canadian border would blow a hole in the U.S. industry that we've never seen. So, and then Mary Barra, who's the CEO of GM, of course, has said that GM has decided that they needed to come up with some contingency plans, and they are ready to implement these plans if tariffs get levied. And they are very concerned that auto parts and vehicles coming from Mexico and Canada are going to be impacting their costs, and they're thinking 30 to 50% in additional projected costs. So it's not like tit for tat, like where it's 25% tariffs. Okay, so we have 25% more costs. No, it's higher than that.
And who pays that?
We do.
Yeah, I mean, Mexico doesn't pay it. We pay it, you know, when you go down to buy a car. And so you're going to buy a car that's not affected by the tariffs. There's no tariffs on European imports, for instance. So Volkswagen will probably benefit from that. And Volkswagen, of course, with a plant here in the U.S. Right. Hyundai, Kia, a lot of plants here in the U.S. Yeah. They will actually benefit from this.
BMW's in South Carolina.
Right.
Honda's in Ohio. I know Mazda and Toyota have a joint plant down there in Alabama.
Right.
But Volkswagen does make the Jetta is made in Puebla.
Yeah, so Puebla, Mexico, yeah.
Yeah, no bueno.
it's a disaster just unfolding before our very eyes. It's just, oh man.
I've seen a lot of comments of people thinking that you know, who's paying the tariffs? Well, the manufacturers have to pay upon import. That cost is something they have to lay out for. It's not just there. I've heard some statements that people are just don't understand how tariffs work. It ends up where these have to be paid in order to get the car built. It just has to happen. And so they're going to raise the prices of the cars, and the customer is the one who gets the pleasure.
The input shaft.
There you go. Thank you.
The intermediate shaft seal is paid by the customer. And it never works. That tariffs just, they don't work. And we're in the middle of this transitional period, you know, not only from democracy to whoever knows what's next, but we're also in the middle of this, what didn't used to be a trade war, was a sort of a stable system that we had. Everybody agreed, they first agreed on NAFTA, and then everybody re-agreed on the successor to NAFTA, and everything seemed to be sort of settled down, and now the apple cart is upset, and the apples are 25-50% more than they used to be.
And so, just the way the auto industry is, how long it takes to produce, you know, a new vehicle or even a vehicle that's already got something going on the production line. It is an industry that needs stability.
Indeed. We need, because you have to make, how far out are you making plans? You know, 5-10 years at least you're making plans for your new product line.
So if we're trying to protect the American product, as we've mentioned, I'm seeing this as an opportunity for foreign makers to do well. And it could be that 25% is just the tip of the iceberg, because when you have a tariff war and the lobs get made, it can go even higher.
Yeah. So
yuck.
Sorry, consumer.
Moving along. To the reviews.
First we, speaking of our own tariffs here, we ask you to please contribute to the good shows that you get here at KPFK, the journalism that you get on so many shows in the 24 hours, in the 7 days a week that you get them here at from KPFK and online at kpfk.org. Please we ask you to do your part to sustain us, keep us going by making a donation to KPFK, either by phone at 818-985-5735 or by going online to kpfk.org. And making a donation. As we said, if you make it this week during, or this hour during the car show, it actually goes down in a little column as a car show donation. So please just pick up the phone and I'm sure you'll talk to some lovely person who is glad to take down your information and accept your generous donation. Any donation is generous. If you've only got $25, give that. If you've got more, please give that. If you want to be a real hero, give more, give a lot more, and do it at 818-985-5735 or go to kpfk.org. We appreciate your help. And what do you think, Michelle?
The Habitat for Humanity LA will receive a portion of the donations that are made during KPFK's February fund drive. Don't forget about that too.
That's right. And be sure and consult your tax professional to make sure that this is in fact something that you can deduct from your taxes. So it's win-win. It's win-win for everybody.
Right.
So, all right. Onward and upward. Michelle and I have both seen, Michelle has apparently seen more of it than I have. We're in our review section. We're going to get to the cars in just a minute, including that Maserati I promised you. But first of all, we're also going to review a TV show from our buddy Tim Allen.
And, who's a certified car guy in LA.
He is indeed. He's a certified car guy. He's his political leanings are perhaps not what you would see or hear on a show on KPFK, but you know, it takes all kinds to make up a world. And Tim Allen injects, that's part of his character here and also part of the guy, Tim Allen. He is a politically conservative. And so his new TV show is called Shifting Gears. And it's been available online for quite some time now. How long? Maybe a month or so?
Yeah, they're in episode six. And it airs on ABC on Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock. And so he plays sort of a grouchy, you know, older guy who's lost his wife.
He plays himself. Well, yeah, unfortunately. Sad
about the wife. Yeah, and then his daughter who's in, I guess, around her mid-30s or so. He hasn't seen her in years.
Okay, I figured out the age because she left when she was 18 and she was gone 15 years.
Uh-huh.
So what does that make her?
Oh,
33. She's 33 with two kids. Yes. Go on, Michelle.
Here we go. And, so when she left, you know, her mom was still alive, you know, and Tim Allen said, all right, see you later. I don't care if you run off with that stupid bass player, but she did. And she took his Pontiac GTO just to, you know, add insult to injury. And then, she didn't really stay in touch with dad until she and the bass player broke up. Then she came back, tail between her legs, with two kids. And
two
said,
kids in the GTO.
In the GTO. And says, Dad, help. I need a place to live.
Now, so, you're wondering, how does this, what part of this is cars?
Right. Yeah, why is this? Yeah. Well, it's a sitcom, okay? But here's the deal, is his job is he runs a Restomod shop. And the Restomod shop scenes are so cool. They're his cars all in the shop. And there's all these vintage posters and all this automobilia all over the place. And one of the things I liked was my sprint car group noticed that there's an Ascot poster framed right behind his desk on the wall. And everyone said, oh, that's so cool, you know, that they included that. It's so LA. It's very LA that would be there.
In his home, on the back wall is a Monaco.
The classic Monaco poster with the Bugatti, I think.
And there's a racing helmet, a full face racing helmet sitting on a shelf. I often wonder.
Yes.
Because he raced in the Trans Am, Tim Allen did, in addition to other racing series. Yeah. I was covering Trans Am at the time that he did. It was always great because he was, I believe it was the Celine team he was on. Ooh. And they always did well enough, either won or were on the podium. So they always came into the press room after the race. And and so you would hear Tim Allen doing, you know, a little bit of comedy here and there. Like he would point to the Porsche guy at the next table over and he'd go, I'm coming for you. It was really funny. He was a hilarious guy and always a welcome presence in the press room. as he is on TV, right, Michelle?
Right. So, you know, the interaction between him and his daughter is just one part of it. The two grandkids are hilarious, and they're so typical. And he's so typical for an aging boomer, and the attitudes and how they have to try to get along with each other. It is a very nice sitcom. And oh, did you see the refrigerator?
It looks like a vintage refrigerator.
Cool. I think it says Big Chill on it. I want to get one so bad.
I noticed that it sort of stands out among the movie set.
Yeah, and it's a modern kitchen. Then all of a sudden you see this ancient, super cool, 1950s, and it's that color. It's that teal.
Teal color. That was even before avocado green took over in home household appliances.
Big time. I like the show. I think it's funny. I really think it's entertaining. So there you go.
I have to admit, I only watched 1.5 episodes. And I think any great comedy is character driven. And as far as I've been into it, the characters are still developing in my mind. You've seen 6 episodes. Yes. The first 6 of the season 1, I guess. Was a total of 6.
Yeah, it's in its first season. Yeah.
And does the characters build up and it becomes comedy driven by character?
Oh, sure. Definitely. I love the generational stuff the most. Okay. And they do have a lot of scenes in the shop.
Yep.
And with the guys who work in the shop are pretty cool. And I think there's going to be a romance between the daughter and one of the dudes in the shop.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We don't want to give away too much.
We are not giving anything away.
We're not giving away anything.
I'm not going to get yelled at for being a spoiler. No way. So that's on Wednesday nights on ABC.
Oh, it is. Okay. And you can also watch it online. I was watching it on Hulu.
Yes. And it's on Hulu after it airs, the original episodes air. You can check them on Hulu. Yeah.
Yep. And Disney Plus, I believe, is also.
Oh, yeah, because ABC is a Disney-owned company. Very good, right. Mark. Yeah.
Yes, indeed. So either way, you can check it out. Our buddy Tim Allen, I'm not by any, he wouldn't know who I am, but a couple of times I've had dinner at the same table with Tim Allen and, just seeing him in the press room after all those Trans Am wins. He's a delightful person. He's a good guy. Definitely a car guy. I remember Steve Moll made him at least one hot rod that was of the type that you would see at the America's Most Beautiful Roadster. I mean, he's really serious car guy. So yeah. if you want to support a serious car guy, certainly watch this show, I guess. Huh?
Listen, if it was a dog, I wouldn't be reviewing it. It's not a dog. It's a good show. It's probably one of the better shows on TV, and I don't watch a lot of TV because I work all the time.
So yeah, we all do. We all work too much. So, but enjoy this. It's a good way to a good show to
decompress. To it's good decompression and comedy for car people. How's that?
Comedy for car people. There you go. let's see. What else do we have? Oh, how about
a Maserati? Yeah,
we've been promising you this Maserati now for minutes and minutes. So it's every now and then, Maserati is still an exciting thing to have come into the press fleet and just bing, there it is. This one is the Maserati MC20 Cielo. Now, of course, it was about 2 or 3 years ago that the all new MC20 came out. It's a V6 powered twin turbo mid-engine supercar, but more like a super GT. I have been lucky enough to drive competitors to this, the Ferrari 296 GTB, the Lamborghini Huracan in many different guises, and they all are two-seater mid-engine supercar-ish kind of things. And I got to say, the Maserati MC20 is the most comfortable of those. So if you're cross-shopping and you're looking for comfort, the interior, the cabin is a little bit more room. Like your head fits in there. Your head fits in there with a helmet. It's a little bit more comfortable underway over a few bumps. It's not going to be as jarring as, say, the Lamborghini or even the Ferrari. The Ferraris, they're both – all these cars are just worth however much money you're spending on them. But the Maserati is probably the most comfortable of that group of supercars. And the Cielo, that's spelled C-I-E-L-O, which is Italian for sky. So I think it's also Spanish for sky.
That would be correct, though.
Oh, you speak Spanish. There's no end to your talents, Michelle. So the top of this, you just flip a little switch and the top disappears in 12 seconds and it will go down while you are driving. It'll go up while you are driving, you know, up to a certain speed. I forget what the speed is, but, you know, city traffic, you could do it anytime you want.
Cool.
And I got to say, I really enjoyed driving that car around. There were some strange little things about it. Like if you slide the seat all the way back, then the seat back is squeaking against the carbon fiber tub that you're sitting in. The reverse gear, when you're backing up a driveway, say, as I do whenever I park it, because I always park it at the end of the driveway and park the cheap cars in front of it so nobody sees it, makes it harder to steal. Mm-hmm. Then the gears engage and disengage over and over again as you're going slowly back up this hill. There's some weird things like that. The visibility, the rear three-quarter visibility, like if you're changing lanes, you know, you change lanes as we do in Italy, you pray to the Holy Father,
yes,
for protection as you're doing this, because yes. You know,
nobody bocce.
Yeah, so but it's a beautiful car. It's this one, the one that I was driving was just, I think it was $339,000, but you can get one starting, I think it's at like under $300,000, but you're never going to get one that's under $300,000 because they load them up with all kinds of cool things like the cross stitching on the leather seats and everything. It's done exactly as you would hope that an Italian supercar would be done. So if you're thinking of getting something in that category of car, I give my, how do you say two thumbs up in Italian or in Spanish or in any language? I'm not going to destroy another language here on KPF.
Dewey thummy.
Okay. So that's the Maserati MC20. Another fun car that I got to drive was, they just took it back just the other day. And I missed it. I did not want to see it go. Was the Volkswagen Golf R. Yes, they're still making this thing. The Golf R. They don't sell a lot of these. They cost a lot of money. They're complex and they have a lot of performance, but it's a lot of performance in the body of a Volkswagen Golf. Which, if you think about it, you know, Golf, at least in Europe, is sort of almost an entry-level car. I mean, maybe the Polo is below it, of course, but most of the people who are buying them are buying a Golf on a budget. But Volkswagen has, as they have now for quite some time, I believe the Golf R32 debuted in 2004, which was the precursor to the Golf R. And, this is the latest iteration of this car. It is the most powerful production car that Volkswagen makes and I think has ever made. They increased output of the 2.0 turbo by 13 horsepower for 2025. So I was driving the 2025 model. It is now putting out 328 horsepower, 310 pound-feet of torque going to all four wheels.
Wow.
Yeah. And this is in a Golf. So it's crazy. Yeah. As a result, it's got a seven different drive modes. It has a 7-speed DSG dual, you know, what's the German word? Dual coupling Getreig or something like that. 7-speed DSG transmission, rolls on 19-inch alloys, which are new for 2025. They're 20% lighter. But the upshot of all that cost and complexity is indeed a price that will knock your socks off. It starts at, let's see, $47,100. That's before you add on the $1,225 destination fee. So you're bumping up against $50,000 for a Volkswagen Golf. Does that make sense, Michelle?
You know what? Is it made in Germany?
You got me on that one.
Because if it's made domestic versus in Germany, if it's made in Germany, I'd say, heck yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's okay. You know, no worries.
Okay.
If it's made well, domestically, I think it we'll should be a little cheaper than that.
We'll have that information for you on next week's show.
Sure.
But you look around, there are actually competitors to this. Toyota's GR Corolla, where GR stands for Gazoo Racing. That's not even an accent. I don't know what accent that is.
Gazoo Racing.
Gazoo Racing. Corolla, that's a 1.6 liter turbocharged three-cylinder, making 300 horsepower, 295 mm-hmm. pound-feet, 8-speed automatic or 6-speed manual. That one starts at just under $40,000,
mm-hmm.
38,860, goes up to $47,000. So it's the same as the Golf R. I have not driven it yet. I was up at Good Vibrations Breakfast Club once, and no less a racing hero than Steph Papadakis himself shows up in his own personal Toyota Corolla Gazoo Racing, because, you know, his team, his Formula Drift team is sponsored by Toyota. And he said, hey, you want to take it out? And I thought, I don't want to ding it or scratch it. I should have taken it out.
Yes.
I'm just an idiot. But he was, if a guy that cool is buying a Toyota GR Corolla, then I think that says a lot. But you can also, I've also driven the Honda Civic Type R, which starts at $45,895.
Yeah, I don't think the price is that crazy.
It's not. The Hyundai Elantra N starts at $34,250. That's, you know, that is in the class. It's sort of at the other end of the class. It's got 276 horsepower, 289 pound-feet of torque. Also a 2-liter turbo 4 with gasoline direct injection, 6-speed manual. That's the Hyundai Elantra N. I think the interesting thing that I am finding out here is that there is a class for these cars and there is enough interest in them that car makers are thinking either we need this as a halo or there's an actual market and we can make profit off of this. So it's quite interesting. I mean, I happen to have, I think a year or two ago, no, just a year ago, I had a GTI, a Volkswagen GTI, which is just the front wheel drive version of the Golf, sort of the performance Golf. And it's the only other Golf we can get here in the United States now.
Yeah.
Did you know that Volkswagen stopped importing or exporting or whatever it would be Golfs except for the Golf R and the GTI to the US?
Yeah.
It's the only one you can get.
You're right.
The GTI starts at $32,445. Plus 1225 destinations. So we're looking at like 33, 34 grand for this car. And it has, where is the output of that thing? I don't know. I enjoyed it. It felt lighter because when you add a four-wheel drive system, you also are adding weight and complexity. And so I kind of enjoyed the GTI version of this. And even if money was no object, I might get the GTI over the Golf R. I know that's, you know, people who actually have Golf R's are going, what are you talking about, man? Mm.
But, how about the, they're keeping them in the manual, right? You can get it in stick.
Which one are you talking about now?
Well, both the GTI and the Golf R.
No, the manual is gone for 2025 in the Golf R. You can only get the 7-speed DSG.
Oh.
I did not write down what the transmission choices are in the GTI. But the DSG...
I thought the GTI still came in a stick, but I could be wrong.
It could be. Could be. I on my vast data here, that's the one thing I didn't write down.
That would probably be something that would make me go for the GTI over the Golf R.
Okay.
The availability in a manual.
Oh, because you like the manual?
Yeah.
I am not a slave. You know, people say, oh, you've got to have a manual. I don't necessarily need a manual. I mean,
I have one of each. You know, I got one that's a manual and one that's an automatic with the paddles.
Okay. The only thing that I ask is please no CVTs. We're going to get through this period where everything has a CVT. And I'm just waiting for it to finally end because there's no good CVT.
Yeah, it's fading. The OEMs have gotten the message that they're not good. By now,
I don't know. I think the OEMs were driven. I want to cynically say they were driven by CAFE regulations and CAFE requirements and this assumption that the EPA is going to increasingly demand greater fuel efficiency. Well, maybe one advantage of the current administration is that they'll dynamite the EPA and there won't be any CAFE regulations anymore. So who knows? I mean, you know, there's a silver lining, maybe. I don't know. Maybe there isn't. Maybe it's not worth all the other stuff, the 25% tariffs we were talking about earlier, just to get, you know, manual transmissions and the get rid of CVTs, whatever it takes.
Right.
Anyway, I enjoyed having the Golf R. I wish I would have been able to really take it out and thrash it a lot more than I did. It was a bad set of circumstances. It was waiting for me when I returned from the Mecham motorcycle auction in Las Vegas. And I came back with, you know, the usual Las Vegas cold and flu and whatever else. So I was not able to drive it for a couple of days. And then I finally got to take it out, but then it started raining but rain doesn't affect an all wheel drive car. Right. So it's just fun.
Uh-huh.
So, but the upshot is I did not get to really take it out and wail on it to appreciate it for what it is no doubt capable of accomplishing. One thing that really drove me crazy about this Golf R was that the screen, the touchscreen, 12.3-inch touchscreen that they're very proud of. It has the new MIB3 operating system. It drove me absolutely insane. I know that I am like the Tim Allen character trying to figure out the touchscreen, and I don't understand this. But I think even if you weren't as old as I am, it would drive you insane too. So keep that in mind.
And sound system. I always feel like in these cars, some of them, it doesn't even matter what the sound system is. I like to listen to the engine. I like to listen to the, you know, the car sounds. I don't want to listen to the radio, and I don't really care what sound system it is, but it seems to be important to the manufacturers. Did they give you awesome speakers in that thing or
any? It has satellite radio, App Connect. Okay. Obviously I'm not going to be able to give you any intelligent review of the sound system. Sorry.
All right.
But, so we've got 1 minute left. We've got 1 minute left, and we're going to spend that minute asking you to please donate to keep KPFK going, keep it going strong, keep that transmitter high atop Mount Wilson, beep, beep, beeping this sound into your car, into your home, onto your laptop. Please call 818-985-5735. Go to kpfk.org and support the programming that you know and love here on KPFK.
And don't forget, we have been on the show, on the radio, this program, since 1973. So we're talking, we're in our 32nd year. 52nd year.
Maybe 53rd year.
Could be. It just might happen.
So do support us and stick around. Listen to Rhapsody in Black coming up next. Wonderful show about music you didn't know you loved until you started listening to it. Those guys are great. And support KPFK however you can. And we will see you next week here on The Car Show.
Hey, this is Brad Friedman of The Bradcast, heard right here on KPFK. Sometimes when you listen to the station during a fun drive, you might feel like we're not talking to you. Maybe you feel like your contribution would not be enough. Well, I'll tell you a secret. Every contribution is really important, especially right now. Whether it's a single $25 gift, installments of $10, $20, $50 a month or more, every listener's financial investment is valued. You depend on us to stay abreast of the news of the day, to know what's going on in our community and in our world. Also, to offer great music and cultural programming. And we depend on you to help provide the funding that makes it all possible. Every pledge is important. Every donor is important. no matter what the size check is that you are writing. So please call 818-985-5735. That's 818-985-KPFK, or go to kpfk.org and pledge securely online. We appreciate every contribution, especially yours.